Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Please. Bull, hear me. Hear me, Bull.
For your sake, I do hope that.
Jeff. Visualize it, Jeff.
I am. I'm seeing it.
Oh, I'm seeing it too. Put it away. Oh. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios. And we're all dressed the same? Is that what you're
doing? No, I was going to see if you wanted to draw
a topic. He's pointing at our penises.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll do it. I'll do it. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. That's right. And I am joined, as always, by our collective hosts, Mr. Jeff Whetson.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Collectible hosts, I meant.
Are we collectible?
I think so.
I'm limited edition.
I'm available for purchase.
Yeah. That's one of one.
Max Sarakistan Sarak.
I would like to be a bobblehead.
And I am Ben Hollywood, only gaining value in new inbox, Whitmore. Hollywood new inbox Whitmore. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for the good of the world. That's right. And Max is going to tell you.
Wow.
How to continue that goodness.
You continue the goodness by giving us topics. Questions make the best ones. We're about to draw a random one from one of y'all out of a bowl. Ben's going to do that here.
Ricky Rando.
And then we're going to talk about it for half an hour. Maybe talk about it for half an hour.
We'll do our best.
Sure. But then we're going to give you a free t-shirt and a free dick haiku as our way of saying thanks.
Yes.
For helping us do good in the world. Thanks, do gooder. You can twank us on the Twitters at Iganon. You can hit us up on the Facebooks with your question, or you can
collect them all.
Yeah, you can collect them all. All of us hosts. Yeah. You can click the submit a topic button on the website and get your topic to us that way.
You said do-gooder. It reminded me of Silence Do-Good, which is Ben Franklin's pseudonym. Yeah.
National Treasure.
In National Treasure. Max has yet
still
to see.
Still haven't seen.
Dude. Maybe tomorrow. I know.
But we end up playing games. Like, we haven't been.
I know. We might play games.
Yeah. And that's okay.
All right. Well, when you topic, he's over here. The back's not cooperating.
Don't be out.
You're old as fuck.
I'm old as hell.
Old as fuck.
This one came to find me. Oh, that's two. Oh, you stay there. All right. Oh, God.
Wow, that
I
bad,
feel the
huh?
energy.
Yeah,
all right.
Seriously.
Feel that fucking
sorry,
energy.
Listeners.
sorry, this is from our good friend Matt Wharton.
Jesus. How many Matt gave?
Like, we've drawn a few.
Like
he put a bunch
in
there.
That's awesome,
thank
Matt.
You, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
I don't know why.
Enjoy all those dick haikus.
Oh, you're getting so many. No, just one per customer.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
Is it okay to listen to Michael Jackson's music?
Fuck yeah, it is. Next question.
Next short topic.
Well, that was fun. Hey, thanks for everybody for downloading and listening.
if Hitler was a really good acoustic guitarist, I'd listen to that shit.
Okay.
I separate the artist from the art.
That's fair.
You have to.
Can you?
You have to.
It's a very relevant topic in today's society.
I agree. I think about all the science fiction writers I mean, all homophobes and racist and shit. You have to separate
Shit. Wait, go there. Like, I don't know anything about science fiction writers who are homophobes and racist.
Like H.P. Lovecraft, huge racist.
Okay.
Orson Scott Card, uh-huh. Huge, huge racist.
That Ender's Game guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And homophobe.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to stay away from that shit.
Okay. Okay.
They produce this art and their personal beliefs.
Yeah.
As long as they don't influence the art they're creating.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Like, the art.
Is it okay? I mean.
Are there traces?
PYT
of...
makes me cringe a little bit now.
What the hell is PYT?
Pretty Young
it's Michael
Thing.
Jackson's song. Pretty Young Thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
I want to love you.
I mean, you're a PYT,
pretty young
but whatever.
Thing. PYT. I am a Pretty Young Thing. But you know what I mean?
I mean, there are actors that are huge douchebags.
Well, Kevin Spacey and his sexual harassment allegations, sexual assault allegations.
Like, I mean, Christian Bale is known to be a terrible person to work with. Does that mean you're not going to enjoy his films?
He berates people on set and is kind of a douche nozzle. But
yeah.
What about, so like.
Does that mean I can't like Batman?
Exactly. Fuck that.
Depends. Like Cosby Show, like you're.
It's a Cosby sweater. I'll still watch that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because I think with a lot of people, if you dig, you're going to find shit you don't like. I mean.
Oh, with everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sure.
I mean, we can
everyone
never,
is
I mean,
human.
Honestly, people should be listening to this podcast, you know, for these reasons. But
that's what I keep saying.
Yeah.
I mean, in accordance with, never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've all been pretty upfront. Like, that's the thing is like, you know, it's about, I don't know, trying to hide. It's tough. Like, I don't
know. Have either of you ever been convicted of a felony? Convicted? No, never convicted.
No. I paid off that lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. I lawyered up and we're fine.
Yeah. That's from Stripes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to look, I mean, this is a stupid example, I think, but I'm going to say it anyway. Think about the history of this country that raped and stole. Should we shit all over the U.S. now for that? I mean, it's the same fucking thing, right?
I think there's plenty of other things to shit on the U.S. about.
Well, I mean, it's a long list.
Yeah.
Therefore, should we just shit on this country?
Well, you know.
You know? For its past.
No.
And we probably still do the shit because we're cocks.
We
but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Hard.
I'll just say it's fine for me. That's
I
me.
I think where people get mixed up is that is when like you take celebrity and you start to idolize these people or hold them to a higher standard
sure.
or a different standard
yeah.
than the rest of us because they are
people.
In the limelight. They're just people. There are bad people and there are good people and there are everybody in between. And you know, like and so people get incensed, right? Like when it comes out that this person was, you know, sexually assaulted his female assistant or whatever, or like, you know, or molested children or maybe molested children. Those are still all unproven allegations on
That's
Michael Jackson.
Ignorant.
But it's just ignorant.
That's just ignorant.
It is ignorant. I would venture to say they are probably very true. Hashtag believe children.
But it's funny. At the restaurant one night.
Hash brown.
Someone said there's a Michael Jackson song and some lady said, I can't believe you're playing this music. And it's just like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, yeah.
If you're that sensitive, you probably shouldn't go out in public.
Yeah.
Well, that's my
feeling. Again, it's just like, well, he was a role model to people. And
was
it comes
he?
Out that, I don't know. He was the prince of pop in my mind.
It goes back
mind.
To what
that's
you were saying.
It.
These people aren't role models.
King of pop. He was a king of pop.
They're entertainers. They're not role models. Therefore,
yeah.
Well, nobody, who gives a fuck what they do?
Well, nobody asks to be a role model. Like you, it's something that's put on you.
No. It's I'm just saying you're choosing to make them a role model.
Right. Exactly. Like they didn't ask.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like if you dig into like everybody's, so like Gandhi was a terrible
he was a huge
husband.
Douche.
You know,
Mother Teresa was a douche.
Martin Luther King was a horrible husband.
Yeah.
And Gandhi was a terrible father. And
yeah.
so like all yeah. of these people, anytime you put someone up on a pedestal and like they're
only going to let you down. Because people don't belong on pedestals. Those are for plants. Everyone
and
knows
statues.
This. Plants mm-hmm. just sitting there doing their goddamn business, mm-hmm. taking carbon dioxide, turning it into fucking
and
oxygen.
Oxygenating it.
Good on
us
you,
all.
Plants.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm bringing some to the studio. But that's just it, man. Like you put, you know, and like I think there's almost like a direct inverse. Like it's not that absolute power corrupts absolutely, but like. You know, the higher the rise, the higher the fall. Mm-hmm. And so you look
Hubris.
At these people like evangelists or any public figure who, you know, whether it's they're above the law or whatever it is, like, you know, they get so disassociated from reality or, you know, people.
You think that's
perceptions.
Like their own view of reality that then like in some cases I feel like many people sort of lose touch with reality. They think they're untouchable in a way that like I can get away with shit like this and
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's certainly been
sort of
the political arena has been rife with that lately, but not to get into that mess.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I'm sure. Like,
Quagmire.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it all like somewhat incremental? Like, I don't think anyone starts with. Like, I don't think any
the
sexual
road to
predator.
Hell
yeah.
Is paved with good intentions.
But, like, I don't think Bill Cosby started roofying girls' drinks. And
Day one.
So, yeah. Like,
He's like, well. Guess I better go on my first date.
Yeah.
Here's
like,
a roofie.
Yeah. I imagine there was like a there was
it's a
like
slippery
a,
slope. I imagine something like that.
Yeah. Or like that's not how it, you know, it started in it more innocently than that.
Yeah.
It's and all, that's where it ended.
It's all the cycle of, you know, it's basically just different versions of cycles of addiction and slippery slopes and chasing that unicorn, man, getting that endorphin high. However it may be in your fucked up brain, whether
yeah.
it's exercising power or, I don't know, making pop music, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I agree with Jeff, to a point. I certainly think that, like, if that, if your personality or your credibility as a person in the art you create is tied to it in some way, like a televangelist or somebody who tells others how to live their lives and then is secretly a, you know, or somebody who even preaches something that I wouldn't necessarily believe in, like is homophobic and is, but then is closeted and has relationships with men. Yeah, you hear
no,
about
that's
that
different.
All the time.
I agree with that. That's different. But I mean, like if your literature is just full of homophobic, racist shit, of course I'm not going to like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But like Michael Jackson being the key example here, like he didn't write songs about molesting children.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Touching little boy booty holes.
You know what I mean? Now, certainly those things.
That was the unreleased album.
Yeah. Right. As a B-side.
That was, it was a deep cut for, you know, only the real fans have copies of that, those tapes. But, you know, like, are those things wrong? Yes, absolutely. Should he have been held accountable for those things?
Yes.
Absolutely, he should have.
I'm not arguing that.
But does it lessen his place in popular music?
No.
Not really.
Not in my book.
I mean, as a person, I'd be like, wow, that guy was a bit of a deviant. Like, take that with a grain of salt. But you know what? Fucking Thriller is one of the best goddamn albums of all time.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Smooth Criminal. I love that song still in that video. But it also – so I was sitting here thinking about the way the lines that are sometimes not separated between art and artist, right? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you're talking about books that were made by people who had these beliefs and views, but like those beliefs and views didn't get expressed in those books, and those books are good. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, like, clearly there's some contentious behavior there. But that stuff didn't make it into the songs. Like, that wasn't, you know, it's a part of the artist, not a part of the art. And so
it's hard though. Just to play devil's advocate, like, you know, as an artist, And you guys are artists too. So like there's a element of yourself that goes into the creation process, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Of like, you know, so we talk about separating the art from the artist.
Okay.
But
right.
To create that art, it takes, they put themselves into it. You know, so I'm just saying like, it's hard.
Right.
We're arguing for one thing, but the thing that you're separating is intrinsically tied to,
I don't know if I agree with
personal
that
investment.
I mean, I think that all good art is like, has a part of the person into it, but like, I think that you get to choose, like, tarot cards. Does that mean that that is a part of every podcast that we record and everything that I write? No. Right. I mean, that's an aspect of my personality.
You put different parts of yourself into the art you create.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can only hope that like the art that's being created is being imbued with the best parts of ourselves, right? Like you know, not those secrets that you don't want people to know or
but you could make an argument that like compelling art is based on vulnerability.
Also true.
So like, and that's the secrets you don't want people to know.
Yeah. I mean, angst has created some very, compelling music and heartbreak and, you know, the darker sides of the psyche can provide for some very creative outlet and moving pieces of art in whatever medium.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking chopping off your ear and goddamn painting a self-portrait of yourself with it, you know.
I mean, it might change if you told me the only way Michael Jackson could write a good song was if he banged a kid first. That would change that.
Didn't they do that in South Park? I feel like.
Did they? I don't know.
I mean, it just reminded me of The Red Violin, but.
I never saw that.
Oh, seriously? It's a great movie.
But you haven't seen National Treasure.
Samuel Jackson, right? Different echelons.
Is that Samuel L. Jackson?
He's part of it, yeah. Yeah, no. I feel like you would enjoy The Red Violin. Because it's.
I heard it was good. I just never saw it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not.
It's red because of blood?
It is red because of blood. But yeah. One of the artists there has, like, needs to be fucking in order to create. Mm. And so the story, it's about this violin and the different ownership of the violin. It's the main character.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm reminded of when you say, oh, my God, I saw something that you haven't seen? Holy shit.
I know. What the fuck,
damn,
dude?
What is going on?
The world turned upside down.
What is happening? I don't even know.
My God.
I don't even know what that says anymore. So I guess it's hard. Like we talk about, I don't know. I guess I'm just saying it's sort of hard to separate the art from the artist in the same way that art is linked to the artist. But again, I think generally you're, you know.
Well, but see, that's a double standard. Go on, Jeff.
I was just going
to
say.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard. It's a hard call to make. I don't know what I believe.
So I think it works. For what I'm saying, it works in reverse. Like, if I enjoyed Michael Jackson's stuff, then I find out the bad shit, I will continue to like his stuff. But if I find out the shit now, moving forward, I'm less likely to like his stuff.
Oh, so if it's already, like, you've already have your opinion set.
Correct.
And it's already a positive.
Correct.
Okay.
Because if I've seen, like, just say on Twitter, an actor was a douchebag.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I don't want to see his new movies anymore.
Huh. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I don't know what that means, but.
That's pretty prescient. I was going to say spheres of influence, right? Like, we're okay to separate. So we struggle to separate the art from the artist, but we're okay to separate the act from the actor in the political and civil rights era. Right. So Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, like we're OK with, oh, they did good things. They may have been compromised people, but they did good things.
Yeah.
Whereas when it comes to entertainment.
Yeah.
We're like, well, fuck this person.
Yeah.
Like
canceled. Canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a good point.
Yeah. I just think it's strange that like that's.
Well, in these days we're so quick. Oh, look what this person said. Get them fired. That's just so reactionary. Just dumb, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely. Yeah, knee jerk.
Yeah,
certainly. Like Al Franken, you know, like
oh
you,
Jesus,
right?
Yeah.
you know, when compared to other people in similar situations.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like your. I feel like there's a thing in the Bible. It's like you're judged by something. Not
something
works, or you're judged by works and not something else. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I don't
no idea where you're going.
But no, yeah, and then like intention, where does that come?
I don't even know.
Yeah, and results.
I was just bringing up something that I thought was relevant.
No, you're cool, man. We got to fill the space.
It's, obviously, it wasn't relevant.
It's okay. Well, what I think is interesting is that like the ownership of what we do like and what we don't like, right? Like, so yeah, you're cool with Michael Jackson. Great. Mm-hmm. But then like there's people who are will fucking
there are people who are very
shit.
Not cool with Michael Jackson.
And also not cool with you being cool with Michael
Absolutely.
Jackson.
Absolutely. And that's weird.
Yeah, I think so too. Like
who was in the last movie with Kevin Bacon.
Like, am I allowed to eat at Chick-fil-A? Am I allowed to laugh at Louis C.K. stand-up?
Am I, you know,
like all of these things.
I hate that. I hate all that.
Yeah.
Like what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also the cognitive dissonance where someone can, and I'm going to use Trump as an example, even though I hate the guy, but like a liberal can do something, Trump can do the exact same thing. And people are like, oh, I can't believe that liberal did that. But you'll excuse the person you like.
Yeah.
You know, we're all guilty of that. You let people that you like get away with shit.
Cognitive dissonance and
well,
no true Scotsman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to keep harping on the political scheme, but like when Obama was in his last term in office, right? Like, And there was a Supreme Judge Scalia died, right?
Yeah, in the Merrick Supreme Garland.
Court.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mitch McConnell was saying, oh, no, there's no fucking way. It's an election year.
Yeah.
The incoming president should have the.
Yeah.
But he just said like the other day, he's like, yeah, it's an election year. But if there's a vacancy,
well,
like,
of course,
fucking Trump's going to
fill
it,
man.
Yeah. That surprises
like,
you?
No. It doesn't surprise me. Just that more
you,
people
clearly.
Aren't outraged. Just carte blanche. Everyone should be outraged at that hypocrisy.
That's not how it works
but nobody
anymore.
Fucking cares. And they're all like, yeah. And that just makes me so goddamn.
But like when you say
everyone
should be outraged, like so then what? We stop what we're doing and go to DC and sit in front of the Capitol? Like what does your outrage look like?
I don't know. I'm just going to sit here and post mean things on
Twitter. So that's the problem is like that satisfies that urge, but it doesn't actually do anything.
It's like a rocket chair.
It's it screaming.
You do, but you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's like screaming to the sky. And I'm right. Like, and I mean, I feel the same way. Like, what will it take to mobilize this nation in that way? Nothing. I'm sorry, but I just don't like. I don't know.
That's such a bleak outlook, though. I want to believe that we're capable of better.
It's amusing. It's Brave New World, man. We are so amused to death and we are so pacified by entertainment and feeling good and pharmaceuticals and
that's the one that says that when you chose to believe the party instead of your eyes or something. Like that was the beginning of it.
So much. Yeah. Well, like, that in 1984 came out at the same time.
Is that 1984?
That's 1984.
Oh, and everyone was super afraid that it was going to go all 1984 and that's how it was all going to shit the bed. But like in reality, I think Brave New World may have hit it closer to home that like we're too entertained to care that much. Like, man, I got it good. I got food. I got clothing. I got shelter. I got
Fahrenheit 451 as well. Fair. People stopped reading and it was all about just watching TV.
Sure, sure, sure. Like I mean, that predicted
51 degrees.
That predicted reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like through and through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. No, I mean, like, you can blame good buddy Jay Sievers. I think he sent me a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death. But it really hit home. And it was written before, like at the dawn of television, like long before the internet. But it was talking about the rise of celebrity culture and what the TV was going to do. And shit, man, that dude hit a lot of things on the nose.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, and here we are recording a podcast for entertainment purposes to hopefully alleviate your little brains for a few to pacify, get you that dopamine fix.
Do we make the world a better place?
I hope so. Yes. Yes, we do. Damn it.
I mean, isn't that what we set out to do at the start of this episode? Wasn't that...
Or we'll get Michael Jackson hate mail.
maybe.
That's ignorant.
Maybe. And uninformed. See, he would be fine.
Ignorant and uninformed.
Record it. Get a new theme song. That'd be fantastic. I mean,
just throw in some Michael Jackson.
That was like my favorite part of the South Park. Yeah. Just like the random Michael Jackson noises that would come after any line of dialogue.
Shimona.
Yeah. How are we on time?
We got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
have you deleted Michael Jackson from your playlists and albums?
No.
Like, have you? Okay.
No, I listen to Michael Jackson still.
You have to say. Sorry. You were.
Well, I was going to say, one of my favorite Michael Jackson things was the fucking ride at Epcot.
Captain EO.
Captain EO.
Yeah.
And it was like an early, like, 3D experience.
Okay.
And then they replaced it with the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids show.
Did you see they're coming with a sequel for
that? Yeah, and Rick Moranis is in it. I'm actually real excited to see Rick Moranis again.
Quit raping my childhood.
That's what entertainment is now.
I fucking hate it.
They just bring back stuff that we liked as kids to get our dollars.
It's weak,
because
weak as fuck.
We are now the dollar spenders.
Disney is incapable of coming up with new content.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Pathetic. Let's do another Lion King reboot.
I don't know if it's incapable. I think it's
they refuse to.
Well, there's no incentive.
Well, of course there's not, because the public are fucking morons.
Because people keep spending
money. Let's go back to where we're at right now.
Right. Like, again, like, what's the point of Disney? To make money.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to make money?
To bring people happiness.
Mine.
I was just at Disney World, and it is the happiest place.
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry.
On Earth.
Exactly. Amusing ourselves to death. Fuck it. I'd rather be happy.
It's true. It's true. It was nice to, like, be in Disney World during the impeachment verdict, because I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ride fucking Thunder Mountain again.
Wee!
Blissfully ignorant. And uninformed.
That's perfect.
Yeah, sometimes.
It was pretty great. It is nice, though. Like, escapism is becoming much more appealing given the just the worst timeline that we're on. at the moment.
But, yeah, to a point. Like, you need it. Like, you've got to.
Yeah.
Until you come out of your escape and the world's on fire.
Well, that's what. So, where do we. Right. Where do those lines get drawn?
Where do we draw it?
I mean, like, what do we.
Well, we all run out of water and the seas melt and swallow Florida and Texas. We'll all be a lot better off.
Hmm. Who's we all? You mean like
smart
us?
Smart people.
You mean us in Colorado in the top of the mountains?
We need a
maybe.
New play.
We're good to ride out a flood. There is no doubt.
I'm ready for a beachfront house in the mountains.
Yeah.
That's what we're having.
Fair.
That's fair. There's places you can get that now.
Woof. I don't know. I guess I don't. I guess I. Yes, I agree with you, Jeff. I think you can and should separate the art from the artist. Within reason, I'm going to set Captain Parameters here.
Sure.
I'm just Captain Parameters here.
Sure. No, that's not a blanket statement. You know what I mean? I won't
always
do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but like, I like Louis C.K. stand-up. If he was to be, I liked him on Parks and Rec, you know, like, but if he was to come out with a new stand-up special, I probably would.
And that's what I was saying. Like,
yeah.
From going forward, I'd be like, meh, I'm good.
Yeah. That's fair. I was trying to think.
And like, American Beauty is still a great film.
It is.
You know, it doesn't make it a less good film.
No.
And I haven't gone back
Kevin
and watched
Spacey's
it.
Kevin Spacey's a fucking creeper.
I was actually just thinking, like, because there was a bit of Little Nicky was on last night that I saw.
Oh, my God.
And, Nicky.
And, yeah, and there's a part where the dude who, like, has to kill Nicky so he can go back to hell, and he's like, Kevin Spacey took all my parts, you know? Because he's, like, the actor. And so I was like, fuck, I haven't seen a Kevin Spacey movie in a really long-ass time.
Well, yeah, he's...
And, no, exactly.
Not really making him anymore.
Well, right.
The fucking Seven, that's a great goddamn movie.
See? Yeah, I love that movie.
Kevin's good. L.A. Confidential was great.
Kevin
fucking Usual Suspects was a great movie.
See, he's a good actor. He does good impressions, and he's funny. Mm-hmm. He's also, a creeper. So I'm not going to encourage him to make anything else.
But that's the
nor
thing.
Will
I probably
support
won't see another Kevin
stuff.
Spacey new movie.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But that's stuff that's already.
Yeah. But like if I go out and buy a copy of Seven, does he get a cut of that? Does he get a
possible?
Penny?
It's possible.
I don't know, man.
Percentage points.
Give
big.
All my money
Residuals.
To Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt.
But I mean they could be horrendous, reprehensible
people
as well.
That was the day that Jeff wrote me a check for 2 cents.
I mean, you know, it's all about like what we know and what we don't know.
Sure.
Right? Like, and yeah. I feel like that's what's, I don't know, that's what's dangerous about that.
It's very true. I mean, yeah. So, Matt, you put on that Michael Jackson album. That's all I'm saying. If you own it already, don't go. Well, he's dead. So, what is his
kids
state?
Get the money.
I'm sure
money.
The estate.
Blanket gets some money.
Yeah.
So, like, what if you want to stream it? You don't own it, but you have the desire to listen to it. Like, I mean, I think I have a greatest hits album,
mm-hmm.
right? But if mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, I want a deep cut, am I allowed to?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yes. Live your best
Spotify
life.
Spotify it. Yes. Thank you.
But just feel bad about it.
Oh, awesome.
I guess is what
so
I'm saying.
Just feel guilt. That's a very Christian thing for you to say. Like, yeah. I have this pleasure. Just feel bad about it.
It's a very Catholic thing to say.
Okay, my bad. It's all the same to me.
Still, so all you Gentiles are the same.
Exactly.
I get it. We are all the same. Mm. I mean, we're all wearing beanies and hoodies today, so...
True story.
That's pretty great. Well, hey, thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's Favorite Podcast. We've been your hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak, and I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. This has been Ignorant and Uninformed. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Twank us on the Twitter at @IgUn. You can send your topics to topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. Get a t-shirt, get a dick haiku. It's going to be a good time all around. And make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast you listen to us on, or check out all the podcasts at ignorantanduninformed.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ash Freshness all up in your grill. Peace out. Bye. Boop. Come on.